We've talked before on this show about the disparities between male and female physicians. For instance, at medical schools, there are many fewer female full professors than male professors. And that proportion hasn't changed in more than 30 years. We also know that female physicians earn much less than male physicians.
We find that women actually make about $20,000 less than male physicians within these public university medical schools.
That's Anupam Jena, an associate professor of healthcare policy at Harvard Medical School. We spoke to him last year. But it's not just the pay that's different. A new Harvard study released just today suggests that female physicians actually get better health results than their male colleagues. With us to talk about the study is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog. She joins us every Monday just about. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So tell us about the study. It sounds to me like we should all be looking for female doctors if we want the best health outcomes.
No, that would be taking it way, way too far.
But all right, well, tell us about the study.
So it's a very provocative study because you know how there's the old feminist slogan, equal pay for equal work?
Right.
Well, so this study suggests that maybe female physicians should be asking for equal pay for better work, because what the study found is that at least among elderly Medicare patients in hospitals, female doctors did tend to get somewhat better results. Their patients tended to live longer and they tended to land back in the hospital less quickly, less often.
Well, that sounds really significant. So what did the study actually look at?
So it was a great big data analysis of records on more than 1.5 million hospitalizations of Medicare patients, so over 65, over 4 years. And it included more than 58,000 doctors, of whom about one third were women. So it looked at 30-day mortality. In other words, did the patient die within 30 mm-hmm. days? And also readmissions, like did they land right back in the hospital?
Right. And so what were the sort of some of the top lines from the study?
So the main thing they found is that the female doctors did a little better than the male doctors. So, for example, on that 30-day mortality, the female doctors were 11.07% compared to 11.49% for the males. And similarly, there was about that one half of one percentage point gap on landing back in the hospital. And now that might not sound like that much, right? But the researchers projected out that gap for the general population. Here's senior author Dr. Ashish Jha of the Harvard Chan School of Public Health.
We found that, you know, if male physicians achieved the same outcomes as female physicians, that would lead to about 32,000 fewer deaths every year. That's about the number of people who die in motor vehicle accidents.
Wow, so significant.
Yeah. And now, Anthony, I suspect you might want to be rising in defense of males at this moment.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I do want to understand where they could be going wrong or doing things differently. I mean, did the study look at what male doctors might be doing differently from female doctors, for example?
So it did not look at that. That was beyond the scope of this study. But there's been research done on it in the past, and it's found that I'd sum it up as female doctors are kind of less cowboyish than male doctors. They're likelier to follow clinical guidelines and the evidence-based medicine. Dr. Jha says there's also some evidence from other industries, actually, that men tend to be more likely to take risks, which could explain why the benefit of having a female doctor seems to be especially pronounced for sicker patients. And also, research finds that female doctors tend to be more effective at communicating with patients.
I'm curious to know if it's possible that this difference might be explained, at least in part, by the fact that male doctors and female doctors might be attracting different kinds of patients? Was that looked at?
Right, because like you might have a choice, right, in which doctor you go to. And the Harvard researchers were very concerned about that, and they tried every which way to control for it. And in particular, one angle was that they looked at hospitalists. These are doctors who work in hospitals on shifts, so they really don't get to pick their patients, and the patients don't get to pick them. They're pretty much randomly assigned depending on when they work and when the patient comes in. And the effects were consistent. So even though one study is only ever just one study, it's not definitive, but still the researchers were pretty confident that these findings are real.
Real and significant, especially given this pay gap that we mentioned earlier.
Right. And in the debate over that pay gap, there have been some suggestions that, well, you know, maybe female physicians are paid less because their work is somehow less valuable or not as good. Here's Dr. Rita Redberg. She's the editor of JAMA Internal Medicine, which is the journal where the study appeared.
Some of the reasons that have been given as rationalizations for those differences are that the quality of women's work was, for reasons related to childbearing or more likely to work part-time, was lower. And so certainly this study goes a long way to dispelling that rationalization.
Hmm. Now, Carrie, the study looks specifically at people over 65 in hospitals. Now, explain the significance of that.
Well, I mean, for me, I thought it could be particularly reassuring to older patients, because if you're 65 or older, you grew up in a time when there were very few women doctors. And of course, that's shifting rapidly now. About a third of doctors are now women, and a half of medical students are women. So if you're older and you're still in some way kind of uncomfortable with having a female doctor, maybe this big data could help, because it's saying, look, she's probably not only just as good as a man, she might even be better.
So older, anxious patients can feel a little more confident. But I think what would make most female doctors feel better is addressing that pay gap.
Right, for the pay gap to go away. And also, they could probably use more research, both on salaries and on performance. But you're right. In addition, there is a possibility that this issue will kind of self-correct as the structure of American healthcare changes, and doctors are increasingly being paid for the results they get in their patients. Here's Dr. Anna Parks. She's an editorial fellow at the journal JAMA Internal Medicine.
Our hope would be that as we shift our system towards pay for performance, that if those were behaviors that were rewarded with either pay or advancement, that that might help address some of the gaps that still exist.
So in other words, Anthony, it might be instead of just equal pay for equal work, it could be equal pay for equal results, or maybe even better pay for better results.
Imagine
for the women.
That.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And maybe eventually female physicians will actually be routinely earning more than their male colleagues.
Well, if that happens, we'll certainly be talking about it with you in the coming years.
I'll see you there.
All right. Carrie Goldberg is the host of WBUR's Common Health blog. And you can find a link to the study that we were talking about on our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. Coming up, we'll look at new research from Harvard showing that fewer people than ever are making more money than their parents. It's about the fading American dream. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.